60 years after the end of World War II, Germany has opened a memorial to Jews who died in the Holocaust. After years of debate over the monument's form and location, the public wandered this week among rows of gray concrete blocks in the heart of Berlin. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
In the very center of Germany's new memorial, humans are dwarfed by tall slabs of gray concrete. The blocks are set into the earth along a grid of narrow paths. They tilt at odd angles. The ground swells and falls unpredictably.
My name is Moritz Thiel. I'm 20 years old. I feel that you are alone and you get no help from anywhere.
My name is Margund Weber. I'm 19. It's closed and not enough space, and every moment you can look where is the way out, but you feel there is no way out.
I'm Nick Obdenkamp. I'm 30 years old. I'm from the Netherlands. It makes you feel weak and small. The fear of the Jews must have seen, or must have felt.
This is a memorial to the approximately 6 million Jews killed by Germany's Third Reich during World War II. It's also a memorial for Germany.
My name is Günter Hollfelder. I am 67 years old. And I feel this is a memorial not for Jewish. It is for Germans. I'm German, yes? And I'm not happy that I'm German. When I come here, I want to open my mind that it never come again.
Not everyone here was so moved. Many young people lounged on the blocks and played hide-and-seek, losing their friends among the columns, then finding them again.
Kommt mir irgendwie vor wie so ein Labyrinth, so zum Verstecken. Yeah.
It's like a labyrinth, says 27-year-old Gudrun Freiberger. You want to hide. It's not really proper, she says, but it's neat. George Putzis, a 58-year-old Jewish resident of Berlin, caught a moment among the concrete slabs that convinced him the memorial captured some of the feeling of the Holocaust.
You know, two small kids, around 10 years, and one, he left the other for 10 seconds, and the other said to him, "You were here, but now you are gone. Where are you? Where is suddenly you? You disappeared." And this is what it is. An old Jewish family who lived in a house here in Berlin, and next morning the neighbors were gone.
From the depths of the shadows in the center of the memorial, straight paths lead directly past increasingly lower blocks back to the lively city of Berlin. Unlike the Holocaust, there's always a way out from here. An underground center gives historical information, but there are no explanations among the slabs, nothing about who killed the Jews, why, or how. That's been criticized by some Jewish leaders here, but Dutch visitor Tunjai Uyani says explanations aren't necessary.
Maybe not pointing to who did it or trying to answer that question maybe gives also a reason to think that maybe I could do it too.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.